Welcome to the Mindset by Design podcast with your host and NLP expert, Andy Murphy, where you will learn the tips, tricks, and strategies he teaches his world-class clients to give you the skills to dominate any business.
What's going on, Mindset by Design crew, and welcome to episode 128. Yep, 128 today. Hope your week's gone amazing, and you're smiling today, especially after listening to that intro music. I think I've said this on the podcast only once before, but there's a reason why I picked that cheesy music. Yeah, it's a little bit cheesy to me too, right? But it's pretty cool, especially you got headphones in, you can hear that bass, and it's a dance tune, right? But the reason why I made it is I wanted to make it into a trigger, as we call it in NLP, an anchor, right? And I wanted to make sure that lights up that emotion. And every time you listen to this podcast, it doesn't even matter. I want you to start smiling because that's what's going to happen. So if you're not smiling, it means a couple of things. It means first, you're probably a new listener, right? And if you're a new listener, then welcome. Always nice to have a new listener on board. And it probably also means you need to know a little bit about this podcast, right? First of all, this is what we're about on Mindset by Design. We're about making you world-class. We're about making you amazing. We're about building new patterns, new ways of thinking, feeling, acting, new belief systems, new attitudes, new values about yourself so you can create massive momentum, massive drive, and using the science of NLP, behavioral psychology, neuroscience, and bringing on world-class guests. And that's a big thing with this podcast. I've been very proud that every single guest that I've had on has been truly world class. And I'm lucky because I've got a big network across the world of doing this for 14 years all over the world. And I want to bring those people to you so you can get a look inside their brains, their minds. I pull the strategies out of how they're, how they do what they do, right? And why? Well, I learned, which is pretty damn cool. But secondly, you can go away and apply that in your own life. And that is my mission with the podcast, the brand, and everything. Actually, you know what? My true goal is to give you so much content through the academy, through the training programs, through Rapid Rewire, which, by the way, is a new system that I'm developing, is so you never need me. That's the goal, right? The goal is to be able to give you so much knowledge and build world-class patterns that are playing on autopilot in your brain like a habit, so your life becomes beautiful. And that's the mission of Mindset by Design. Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. The other thing is you're going to get a lot more of me going on, doing trainings, going on my famous rants, right? But I haven't done those in a while and I've just been pumping out. Guess what? It's time to do something a little bit different, right? It's time to give you a little personal connection with me. So keep looking out for those through the next couple of episodes. Again, I'm going to start all that again. There's 128 episodes, right? So guess what? I'm not expecting you to go back through 128 episodes, but if you have, pretty damn cool. I know a lot of people have out there. I get messages all the time, right? So a lot of the key things that I did with the start of Mindset by Design was a lot of personal training, right? And that's what I want to bring back. And also, I want to show you more about that in the academy. And that's really, I'll talk about that in a minute, but that's really where my heart and soul is right now. So I want to help you a bit further. Speaking of helping and really cool stuff, today's guest, I love this lady. She's an absolute rock star, And I want to introduce you to someone, a good friend of mine, Dawn Ferrantino. She has just been awarded a millionaire status in a networking marketing company. And besides that, she's got a hell of a story. She really has. And honestly, you need to listen to this podcast because she takes away any excuse that you've ever had about not having time, being able to build a second business or a second income stream or take your life in a different direction. This is one of the most determined ladies I've ever met, and absolutely amazing, heartfelt, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful entrepreneur. And she, gives over a lot of content, a lot of lessons in this episode. So if you want to get to know Dawn a little bit better, go and check obviously the show notes out where you've got a ton of links, and one of them's going to be Dawn's, right? DawnFerentino.com. If you go, I'll tell you something, it's a cool reason to go to her website. If you go to her homepage, click on, scroll down. Pretty cool, by the way. You're going to love the look and the feel of it. If you scroll down, make sure that you're opting in. So make sure you're getting her free gift. But besides that, go to watch. And in there, you're going to see a 25-minute interview that I did, which really picks Dawn's brain. Even more in different. She answers different questions besides the what happened in the podcast. So go and check that out. You're going to love Dawn. Because all she does is tries to help, right? That's all Dawn does. And speaking of help and things that are awesome, guess what I'm introducing back in? And it's only going to be for the next few podcasts, but I'm introducing something that I took out about probably 4 months ago. And that was my free focus sessions. If you didn't know what these are, and you missed out because I stopped them, guess what? I'm going to open them up again just for the next short while, but they're there for you. What the hell's a free focus session? Well, guess what? This is a massive opportunity for you. A massive opportunity, I promise. Imagine this. Right? You probably listened to this on loads of podcasts and videos inside the Facebook group, or maybe you've listened to 50 hours of me training inside the academy. But have you actually been able to sit down with me face to face over Skype? Probably not, right? Well, guess the value of that. Yeah, that's ridiculous, right? Imagine if you could sit down with me and be able to sit down and go, okay, Andy, this is what's going on in my life, and be able to get instant feedback for me to show you the patterns that you're playing, how to break them, what's going on, your self-sabotage patterns, and then show you options to move forwards to make sure you start building your mindset by design so you can dominate any business and become world class. Now, do you think there's a little bit of value in that? Of course, there's massive value in that. Massive value in that. So what I want you to do is hit those show notes up, and there's a link in there. Come and meet me for 45 minutes. Oh, guess what? I'm not going to charge you $5,000. I'm not going to charge you $1,000. It's free. It is free. Now, there is a catch. What's the catch? You've got to fill an application form in. So you best be ready to step up and have a chat with me, right? I get inundated with these things when I open the floodgates. So this is your opportunity. This is your window. It's time to step up if you're sick and tired, right, of being where you are, or just, you know, get into that boundary, that threshold, and then everything's going awesome and something goes wrong and you go back to where you started and it gets tiring. If that's you, then you definitely need to go and hit that link in the show notes. Or alternatively, if you're kicking ass, right? If you're kicking ass and you want to make sure you create that consistency, whether it's in Forex, network marketing, sales, online marketing, if you're doing a business merger, if you need to get over an old issue that's holding you back, if you're looking for rapid expansion, then guess what? There's a reason why billionaire clients, multimillionaire clients, industry leaders, TV producers, actors, everyone you can imagine, even in the internet marketing world, the top people all come and work with me and seek me out for a reason. Yeah, guess what? You get to have a little chat with me. So I'm going to put a link in there also if you don't know my background or you've looked at testimonials and you don't know who I've worked with. I'm going to put that link there too. But here's your opportunity, okay? I'm going to shut up about that. That's, you know where you are right now. So there's the best thing I can give you today. Want to know something else I can give you? Something pretty cool. I'm going to put a link in there, and I'm going to give you access to a free NLP training. It's actually a training course. There's anchoring in there. There's hypnosis in there. There's NLP strategies in there. And yeah, I'm going to give you that for free too, right? All of these things are crazy exclusive, massively limited, and I'm going to put that in there for you too. So if you're really ready to make some moves in your life, if you want to make this year amazing, right? If you're sick and tired of everything or you're kicking ass, then you make sure that you connect with me personally. Or you go and get yourself a, the course, right? Either way, I just want you to know where you're at and what you're ready for. What you are ready for. Be honest with yourself. Okay, time to step up. And speaking of stepping up, let's go meet Dawn. I love this episode. And I know you will too. So make sure you go and connect with DawnFarantino.com. And let's jump into this, hey? Okay, Mindset by Design crew. So as always, you've had my awesome intro, so you know I'm really pumped and excited about today's guest. And I'm just going to jump into it. How are you, Dawn?
I am fantastic, Andy. How are you?
Doing really good. I think right now we're actually both a little cold because I know I'm in the UK and I'm looking out the window and I'm freezing cold. But you're over in New Jersey, right?
Correct. That is right.
Yeah. I'm excited to go and visit there in a couple of months.
We're excited to have you out here.
It's going to be a blast. Yeah. The East Coast is all new to me over the last 18 months, 2 years. So
hopefully our weather will warm up for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. So, I mean, I'm really excited to have you on today because I know a lot of listeners are from all different types of business, whether it's online business or coaching practices or just in general. But a lot of the listeners also were involved in network marketing. And that's why I wanted you on because you're kind of a wizard, if you want to use those words, at network marketing, right? How long have you done it for, Dawn?
I've been in network marketing just over 3.5 years.
Really? That's all?
That's all. Yeah, September 2012 was my start date, pretty much into the business side of network marketing.
Wow, that's crazy. So you, how did you get involved? And we're going to go back into your backstory and everything. I just want to let the everyone listening. I mean, 3.5 years, and you're massively successful at this. I mean, you just got nominated a big award for being a millionaire and all the rest of it, right?
Correct. Just 3.5 short years. Didn't come easy. It definitely is a lot of work. Sure. And, I was on another podcast earlier and that host actually called me an accidental network marketer. So I guess that's my new name.
I like that.
Accidental.
Accidental's good. And I think it was the best things happen like that, right? You never expect them.
No, you really don't. I mean, I think most people come into network marketing not thinking they're going to become a network marketer.
Right. So how did you begin in this journey? And then we'll look at your background and all the rest of it. How did you begin? What was that first day? What was that first phone call? Who was that first person you met?
Well, the first person that I met when I got involved in network marketing, I really came on for a product experience based on what our company does. So I have an old high school friend of mine, Alexis Romano, who's been such an incredible mentor and support system for me. And we reconnected on Facebook. Facebook is an amazing way to reconnect with so many people. And she had a service and a product that I wanted, that I required, that I needed at the time. So I really just reached out to her specifically to get started on something that would help me personally.
Wow.
Never thinking I would be doing this as a business.
And do you find that a lot of people start that way?
I do. I really do. I think that people don't understand what network marketing is. So when you have a product or service that can give somebody a solution or help them, they just really fall into it. It's really not about searching, I think, most of the time for a network marketing opportunity. It's more searching for a product or service that can help you.
Right. It's to help yourself with something, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I love it. So that first day. So did you just come on the products and how long did it take? Well, how long you did come on the products, but how long did it take you to, how long did it take you to get like serious about it or the business side?
Well, I really wanted nothing to do with the business. And the funny story is I actually had told Alexis, I knew about the business opportunity side and I told her, don't ask me to sell it. I'm an accountant. We don't sell shakes. I'll block you on Facebook. Like it was, I was really, really serious. So I did not come in for the business, but it was only a few short months. And the only reason is because everybody just kept asking what I was doing and nobody was calling her. I mean, I have no problem getting referrals. We refer people all day long. I mean, restaurants and movies and clothing stores. If somebody likes the outfit you have on, I mean, it's part of our human nature to refer.
Right.
But nobody was calling her. They just were uncomfortable. So I said, well, at least let me take a look at it. And if it makes sense, I'll do it. I just didn't know if I had the time because I was really, really busy working two jobs.
Right.
So I did take a look at it in about 3 months after starting the products and I didn't think I dove straight in, but obviously I did because I started to grow my business very, very quickly. But I really just did everything that I was told to do and just embraced in the opportunity of what was required not only for the business, but in order to help other people.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So I love what you said a few seconds ago. You said it was referral. And
correct.
Is that the way you look at it?
I absolutely do. I think that people don't realize that we do network marketing probably at the age of like 5 years old when we're in school and somebody has something that we want or they bring something in for show and tell and then we go home, we tell our parents. It's all about referring something that you have, that you love, that you want to tell other people about. I mean, I would never tell somebody, you know, oh, I'm not telling you where I got my shoes from because they're mine and mine only. Like, of course you're going to tell people where you got your shoes from. So,
right.
It's the same thing in network marketing. And I think that's the biggest piece that people miss is it's just got, you know, not the, the understanding of what exactly network marketing is.
Yeah. Referral marketing, right? I love that. And that change of perception, that changes the way people, their belief system around it, right? Because then you see things differently and it's easy to refer people to people. It's not easy to sell people.
Correct. Absolutely. And it is sales at the end of the day, is everything is sales.
Everything is sales. So you said something cool a few minutes ago. Before you got into this, one, you didn't even have a clue you were going to. But before that, you were working two jobs.
Yes.
And raising a family, right?
Correct. I have two children. Yes.
Damn. So what were the two jobs? Because you were an accountant, right?
Right. So I was an accountant for a nonprofit organization. I had left the big corporate world to go nonprofit to try to have a little bit more flexibility with my family. I knew that they were family oriented. So it was still a job, still working 50, 60 hours a week at times, but knowing I had a little bit of flexibility if I had to take a day off and work from home. So I went that route to try to have more time, but found out when you go nonprofit, you take a huge pay cut. So obviously I had to still supplement the income that I missed by leaving corporate America and going to a smaller, you know, nonprofit organization. So I had to work part-time at night, three nights a week for a local accountant in town to try to make up some of that income.
Wow. And then you still had to look after your health and you still had to, you know, look after your family and you still had to,
Right. And my boys were active baseball players at the time, traveling all around the country. So we traveled a lot. We were always in a different state, at games. I mean, we would have, you know, 80 games a year, if not more. Yeah. Volunteered at consignment shops and my kids' schools and treasurer of this committee. So yeah, I had a lot on my plate. I really did. I had a lot on my plate, but I just loved it. Like I loved always feeling like I was contributing or doing something. So it was not overwhelming per se, but it was just time that I didn't think I had the time to actually do network marketing.
Gotcha. So that brings a brilliant point because I know loads of people out there listening going, yeah, all right, Dawn. We've all heard these like stories from it, all these leaders and all the rest of it. But look, I don't have time. I just don't have time. So I get that. I mean, and you didn't have time. So how did you make it? What did you do? How did you get organized? How did you get time?
You know, I don't know if my story is necessarily ideal, I guess you could say, but I built my business in literally 15 minute blocks of time. So 15 minutes is not a lot of time, but everybody has 15 minutes. So it would take me about 15, 20 minutes max to get to work in the morning. So that was always something, whether it was a call, whether it was a follow up with somebody, same thing coming home. So 15 to 20 minutes in the car coming home. We all get a lunch break when we work. Mine only happened to be 30 minutes, but I got a lunch break. So in 30 minutes with two 15-minute increments, that's another two things. So wow. Right off the bat, that was four things just during the workday. And then you just fit it in. Like I tell people all the time, I didn't go out necessarily to prospect, but I always, always, always prospected when I was out, meaning I just shared what I did. So if I was sitting on my bleachers at the kids' baseball game, sitting on the bleachers, I'm sharing with somebody. If somebody says something loud enough for me to hear, Andy, it's not eavesdropping. Like if they say, first, I'm talking a stranger.
Right.
So I've enrolled or spoken or connected with people at restaurants at a hibachi table where like you're all kind of sitting near each other because one woman chose not to have the dessert that came with your meal because she said that she can never get the pounds off or whatever, you know, like whatever I can hear that I know is resonating with something that I have. So I just share with what I, you know, with everybody with what I do.
That, I love that. This is really cool because it takes away loads of everyone's excuses, right? Because it just depends on how much you want it. So something you said there, which was really cool. So you're sitting on the bleachers and someone has that conversation and you overhear them say about weight. How do you intro? How do you get that conversation started? Because for people, they get, you know, because they get told that, you know, just open conversations. But then people go, well, how? So how would you, if someone said you heard that word weight and they weren't happy, how would you open up that conversation and get it started?
Well, I usually always have some kind of a conversation prior. Like, I maybe just said hello or, you know, what did you guys order if we're sitting at the same, you know, area or on the bleachers or whatever. So if I hear, so I might have had the conversation. If not, I mean, an example of what I would have said to this woman, just say I didn't talk to her first or didn't, you know, ask her how she was or where she lived. I would just simply say, you know what? I know exactly how you feel because I was in the exact same situation. But now I'm able to, you know, have this ice cream guilt-free because I know that I'm okay with what I started doing recently. I'd love to share a little bit more about what I do.
Nice.
So it's really about letting them know that you know how they feel. You got to, you know, you have to, they have to know that you're relatable.
Right. They have to know that you understand how, yeah, what they're seeing and what they're experiencing through the world, right?
Correct.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So yeah, Dawn, how, so you know, they're relatable. They like you obviously because they've started like answering back. So how would you keep that conversation going? How would you really hook them into what to your story?
I mean, like I just said, it's really about being relatable, but it's not having the attachment, I guess, to the outcome or to their answer because not everyone, Andy, is going to be receptive for you interrupting them in a conversation that they're having with their friends or family. So it's definitely not always receptive, and it's really okay because, you know, people, what are we always told? We're told don't talk to strangers, right? I mean, that's what we're told when we're young. So when somebody comes up to somebody that's a total stranger and interrupts their conversation, some people are just, they're just really don't want to have anything to do with it. And it's okay. And there's just no attachment to that. But the ones that are receptive, you just become relatable to them. And you just, again, let them know and let them understand that you know how they feel and that you've been there. It's you're touching a pain point with them. And you're also letting them understand or letting them know that you pretty much understand what they're going through.
I love that. And that's so simple because that's all human beings want to do anyway, right? Is connect with people and talk to people and make friends, really. That's all anyone wants to do.
Exactly.
I explain it like if you say you were at a bar, I don't even drink, but say you were at a bar and why do everyone drink at that bar? Well, so they relax. So they can talk to people, but everyone in that bar wants to talk to everyone anyway. It's just that they have to like pretend they take alcohol to give them like fake courage so they can talk to someone. But if you understand that everyone is human being species, we just want to talk to each other, then it makes it a little easier, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
So here's a question for you, because I know it must be, because sales, and we defined it as things as sales, it's a numbers game. Like you said, it's timing for people, right? And not everyone's ready, or so you've got to go through a lot of people to be able to find the real right people who are ready to see you. So how do you not take a no personally?
That's a good question. And, you know, Andy, I used to take it personally a lot. And it would sometimes it would upset me so much. I would pretty much try to beg, because I just know that I have an answer for them. And I think it was more not the attachment to get the yes, but the attachment to help them. I've always, you know, felt that I need to take care of everyone. And that was something that was really hard for me to stop doing, because not everyone wants to be taken care of. So,
That's because you care, right?
I do. And that was tough at the beginning, but realizing that, you know what, this doesn't have to be a fit for everybody. Not everything that other people do is a fit for me. So it's important to just remember that and really meet people where they're at.
Right. And just accept that it's not the timing.
It's just not the time. They'll be back. That's the one thing that I really believe in my mind is they all come back. Everybody will come back at some point when it's their time and they're ready.
That's a really powerful belief. And I think that's probably also the reason why you're so tenacious with what you do, because you know they're going to come back. That's your belief.
Yes, they do. They all come back. Nobody comes off my list ever.
That's awesome. I love that. And for everyone listening out there, this isn't just about network marketing. Understand the key word, networking. And what Dawn's trying to explain is everything is networking. Everything is sales. So being able to take these habits and just apply them in every area of your life, you become a professional networker. What you do with it, well, that's your choice, right?
So, correct.
Where do you think, Dawn, that network marketers go wrong?
I think that they go wrong by building out of desperation rather than inspiration, feeling the need to have everybody say yes, having that attachment to the outcome, and honestly, just not having fun with it. Like, you know, one of the phrases that we use all the time is, in network marketing, you earn as you learn. Like, we learn every single day. So don't just jump into this thinking that, number one, you know it all, because you don't, especially if you're in it for 30 seconds. And, you know, number two, like, it's really about embracing in the no's and understanding that they're just practice, and get excited when you have a no instead of depressed, because there are so many stories that you hear that people were approached by their sponsor 5, 6, 10, 20 times before they said yes. And now they're top income earners. So can you imagine if their sponsor gave up on them? Like, it's like giving up on somebody. Like, don't give up on them. Just keep sending them love. But, you know, not having the attachment to the outcome and not building out of desperation. I think those are the best tips I think I can give.
I love that. And that is that desperation. It's like people sense it. And it doesn't feel good inside of you. So it's very hard to be building rapport with someone and making them have fun and you having fun if you're coming from that place of desperation, because you're attached to the outcome, right? You're so attached to it. They must say yes, because otherwise I'm not good enough.
Right. And I think that people give up in network marketing right before they had that major breakthrough. And I believe that, because this business is much easier not to do than it is to do. So, you know, as you get frustrated and as you get disappointed and as you get those negative feelings that come in, it's just so much easier to say, this isn't for me.
Gotcha. That makes so much sense. And it's easy to give up, right? And then you can justify why you did.
Because it didn't work for me. That's what people say. Well, this wasn't for me. It is. Right. It's for everyone, but most people won't do it.
And I love that, Dawn. And it's like, what people need to understand is a concept which I see with internet marketing is that everyone in internet marketing is an entrepreneur, right? You really are. But the difference is you're working inside an already brilliant system. So you've not got to go out and develop your whole massive brand and system. No, it's been done for you. So it's something called an intrapreneur. And an entrepreneur is being an entrepreneur mindset inside an already existing system. And that's what everyone in internet marketing is. And especially in your organization, right? So you've got to have that business mindset still, right? This isn't like, you can't, do you think that people are used to me, but do you think it's a, like an on or off switch? For like network marketing, it's something that you have to be all in. And I don't mean all in as in every moment of the day you're doing this? I mean, all in is in commitment or not? Because it, is it hard? It's hard. It seems very hard to play in that middle ground.
Oh, you have to commit. Like, you listen, we definitely meet people where they are, but the word is commit. When you right. say yes to network marketing, you have to commit to what's required, because network marketing is about lifting others up, and network marketing is also about duplication. Right. So it's, this is not an in and an out. Well, I'll do it one day, but maybe I won't do it tomorrow. And okay, I'll get on a call tonight, but yeah, I feel like watching, you know, ER tomorrow. Like, it's, you have to be all in, because even though your goals, your drive or your why, whatever you're doing this for, may be so different than the person you brought in, but they may want more out of this than you do. So if you're not helping them and you're not learning what's required, still going at the pace that you want to go at, if you want to walk, if you want to run, if you want to sprint, right, that's your right. choice. But if you bring somebody in that wants to sprint and you're just walking, you're actually just servicing them. So it's about meeting everyone where they're at, but understanding that somebody you bring in may want more out of this than you do. So it's really important to teach duplication from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Love it. I love it. So where did this... Because you're like one of the most driven people I've met, right? You really are so determined, and I love that. And where did this come from? You know, and what I mean by that, were your parents entrepreneurs? Were your parents driven? Where did this come from?
Wow, I never was asked that question. I think it just really came from within me. You know, I'll share a little piece of family history for those that are listening, because I think it's important that you're always transparent, right? Because your story can affect somebody else. So, you know, I grew up in a broken home. I mean, my parents were divorced when I was young. Right. My mom had to work 7 days a week. She worked 3 to 4 different jobs just to try to even put food on the table. We really struggled. I mean, struggled very much so financially. And at a young age, my sister and I, my brother was still pretty young at the time, but my sister and I were actually trying to create any kind of income that we could, whether it was shoveling or raking leaves or going to the senior building around the corner to clean the seniors' homes. Like, you know, so no, they were absolutely not entrepreneurial. It was just that to survive, we had to work. So I've always carried 2, 3, 4 jobs since I was probably 14 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, probably even younger, because I started babysitting at the age of like 12, when you're probably not legally allowed to.
Not anymore.
So,
not
exactly.
Anymore.
So the drive probably came from my mother about how determined she was to always, you know, be successful for her and her family.
Gotcha.
So I definitely got my drive from my mother, without a doubt. She is with the hardest working woman that I've ever, you know, I've ever met. She is an incredible mentor and role model for us.
That's beautiful. What's some of the best qualities about her?
My mom?
Yeah.
She's so caring. You know, I shared this story because this is just her. She
awesome.
She had passed out at church one time, and of course everybody ran to her help. To help her. And the next time she went back to church, she had a gift for every single person in the church, because she wanted to thank them all. That's just her nature. She's just so caring and giving. There's never a bad bone in anybody's body. Like, she always sees the good in people.
That's beautiful.
She's such a hard worker. Unfortunately, she had a stroke at a very young age, and I do contribute it to all the working that she had to do. And that's why my mission is that, you know, we need to get people home and out of the workforce working those crazy hours, because she had a stroke in her early 60s, which permanently disabled her.
Aww.
So it's tough now watching her and seeing her, you know, struggle sometimes.
I'm sure.
But she's just one of the most caring people, hardworking people, always, again, sees the good in everyone. There's never bad in anyone. Somehow she finds the good, and she's just a beautiful soul to everybody that meets her.
I love that, because that's what people need to understand. You know, it's like, those are the qualities that you take in inside yourself. And is that also when you, like, some of the highs and the lows of this ride that you've been through with this, does your mom come into your memory and inspire you to keep driving forwards?
Of course. I mean, she never, ever gave up. And because we were so young when things were happening, like, we didn't know a lot of stuff. Like, we didn't see, well, we might have saw, but we didn't understand. So until we were a little bit older. So not realizing how much she was doing and sometimes getting aggravated she wasn't home and, you know, having to take care of my younger brother again. Like, really, Mom? Like, you're not home again? Like, not understanding that she was doing everything she was doing for us. So I see that now with me, because there are some times, Andy, that you have to sacrifice something.
Oh, for sure.
I have a really big event coming up in June, and it was a hard, hard decision to make to attend because it's my son's senior prom. And I will be honest, I teetered with it. I really, really struggled. But having the conversation and sitting down with him and understanding that, yes, it's his senior prom and you only get that once. It's pictures that can be caught as memories, you know, on a film or on a camera. And I'll be with him. I'll Skype him. I'll FaceTime him during it. And I'll still be there with him in spirit. But I think that it's also important to understand that what I'm doing is for my family.
It's 100%.
Yeah. And without going or attending or moving forward in what I'm doing, I'm not creating that legacy then for them. So, that, you know, we all understand that I need to be where I need to be in June, and I'm going to miss this prom. And knowing what my mom had gone through, that's where I totally relate and understand that everything she did was for us.
That's so cool. And that's the where the work ethic comes from. I love it. So when you, so you've been doing this for 3.5 years, is it? And obviously you've climbed very quickly in this business, which I love. Is it always been climbing? Is it always been accelerating? Always been the moments that it has dipped and you had to reset and push forwards? Or has it always just been like, you are you the magical fantasy story?
Absolutely not. I don't think there is a magical fantasy story. You know, that's what people don't see, is they don't see the struggles that the leaders go through. We go through everything just like somebody starting out. Right. And even still, I mean, just because I'm considered a millionaire in my company, I'm told no constantly. I had 3 people not return my call yesterday. I mean, it's, you know, we go through the exact same thing that somebody else goes through. And the reason that it's important for people to understand that is it's not all roses building this business, but it can be so rewarding and it can smell like roses when you get there. So no, it has not been all fun and games. It's been struggle. It's been frustrations. It's been fun at the same time. It's been rewarding, but it's a journey, Andy, and the growth is always in the journey. So how do you expect to grow if you don't go through it?
Isn't that the truth? You can't get to a destination if you don't walk the path towards it, right?
Exactly. GPS has to take you to a path to get there. It doesn't just say you've landed. You got to drive the road to get there.
It helps. It certainly helps. And that's what people, it's the same with anything. It's the same with Hollywood. It's the same with anything people see on the internet. There's a reason why someone has achieved what they've achieved. Right. It's like if someone doesn't just win a gold medal right on that day. No, it's like the ups, the downs, the pain, the sacrifices, the mental, the mindset, obviously constantly be having to play. So those days, Dawn, that you do get overwhelmed, you know, maybe it's different now. Right. You're in a stride now. But were those times in the past where you did lose that motivation for the day or beat yourself up or really, you know, you did take those no's personally back in the day. What would you say to yourself to reset, to move forward, to step up again? What would you do?
I do a lot of meditation. Beautiful. I also restart. I might get up and walk away. Even today, I might, if I'm having a bad moment, because we don't ever, ever, ever have bad days. And that's what people have to understand. If you say I have a bad day, you're making it a bad day. It's a bad moment, and we have them. I have them. So it's really about stepping away from the moment, visualizing. I do a lot of visualization.
Awesome.
I listen to a lot of music, thanks to you teaching me that little trick. Awesome. So I go to bed at night with earbuds in, listening to a meditation. Awesome. So it's really just about resetting, restarting, and sometimes it requires going for a walk, and sometimes it requires just shutting yourself down for the day. Like, maybe, you know what? Today's just, it's this right now, I need to go out and go for a walk. I need to take the dog for a walk. I need to do something else. Like, because it's about just reshifting. Yes. And then maybe making that call to somebody that you know is going to lift you up. Because sometimes we all, still at this level, require somebody to say, you still got it. You're good. You're good. You're all good. And sometimes that's what's required as well. might require a little text from Alexis.
We all need a little text from Alexis. But it's, I'd love that. And that's the truth. And that's what people, I think, smell out these days with things. Because people are so used to YouTube and realism and all of this that people can't be these fake cheese ball people anymore, like that used to make loads of money by ripping people off. It just doesn't work like that anymore. Right. I think like yourself, you know, you're honest, you care, you're hardworking, and you've proven it, which means you can show other people how to do this. Because that's also something that you do, right, Dawn? You actually mentor and coach people, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Definitely. I coach anybody and everybody, but my main focus is to get the moms out of the workforce. But I mean, I help dads. I help anyone that is open, because remember, Eddie, that people have to be open to this opportunity. Not everybody is. So if you're open to changing the quality of your life, you know, I'm there. I mean, that's absolutely what I do.
And that's on your people go and apply on your website?
Correct. Yes, I have a website, and they can.
There's links everywhere, Dawn. There's going to be links everywhere. Don't you worry about that. But they can, and it's a beautiful website, by the way. So everyone listening, just go and check it out for a start, because it does look beautiful.
I'm extremely happy with it. Yes, I'm very, very happy with the way it came out.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what do you do with coaching people? Because isn't part of coaching it also inside the network marketing business? That's what you do. So what's different?
Well, what's different is, what I do is I also don't feel that the coaching piece, because I do have quite a few different things that I do, and the coaching piece that I do with my team is one thing, but I also help other people just in general. Maybe they're not in my company.
Gotcha.
Maybe they're not even in network marketing. It's about really helping people see what they don't see yet. A lot of people, Andy, just see with their eyes and they don't see with their vision. It's about helping them see what's a little bit further. And really, you know, I also help people become accountable. So it's about giving them action plans and discussing what's next and how to get to the next
level. I love that. And that's definitely something you are a master at. the on point, organized, disciplined action plan. That's definitely something you're a master at. And it's also why you've been successful. Do you think that's one of the big things is that you're on point with things?
I do. I think that it's definitely that I'm on point. I'm organized. I'm detailed.
Yes.
And I'm systematic. And I think that that's important, again, about being duplicatable, systematic, organized. It's all part of success with anything, though. It's not just network marketing. If you're living in a chaotic world, that's how your life is going to be, you know? So.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. So if you could rewind the clock, let's rewind it, I don't know, even a couple of years. What would you do different if you could?
While I was in network marketing, you mean? So while
anything,
I was still in,
whatever comes to mind. Yeah, because you were still in. Yeah, because 3.5 years.
Yeah, because a couple of years ago, I was still in. I think if I could do anything differently a couple of years ago, it would definitely be to not have the attachments. It took me a very long time. And also believing in myself more. Mm. So I had surpassed my full-time income in about 10 months doing this, and I still didn't think I had a business. I was like, I don't know if I could do this. So, you know, it's the belief in myself, and I think the personal development. So I do personal development daily.
Yes.
And I didn't back then. And I think working on yourself is the biggest piece to this puzzle. So I would definitely work on that more.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. And it is all about the mindset, right? It really, really is. And that's what people don't understand. Well, they do if they listen to this, but they don't understand that, you know, as hard as you work on the outside, you have to work on the inside, if not even harder, because...
Oh, it's definitely harder. Absolutely.
Right? Because the inside world creates the outside world, not really the other way around. And it does get hard. And sometimes you do get stressed, and sometimes you do get overwhelmed, and sometimes you do want to give up. But guess what? It becomes your choice how long you want to feel that for or think that for, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. You just said it. It's your choice.
I love that. I love that. So what was one of the biggest shifts to give you self-worth, Dawn? Because I know that most people, that's what most people's problem is. It's I don't deserve. So when was a big shift in you?
I think the biggest shift in me, honestly, Andy, was when I hired my coaches. I mean, I have a business coach and I have you as my NLP coach. And, right. you know, it's really important that you have coaches all the time, because if you stop using coaches and you stop that, that just means that you're at the top, and you're never at the top. I mean, coaches hire coaches, right? I mean, the best scenario is when the teacher becomes the student, and you know, it takes a long time to get there. So I think the shift was when I hired a business coach back in 2013. And then when I hired you as my NLP coach to help me see, even though I thought, and I will be honest, I thought I did a really good job seeing the vision and not just the sight, which I just explained to you earlier.
Right.
And you helped me see so much more potential what's inside of me than I even thought I had. So it's important that you have that mastermind, I guess you could say, group, those mentors, that support system. Mm. And that's where the shift came in. Because listen, I had the work ethic. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
I learned the systems. Yes. It was all the mindset. I mean, I did what I was told. I was duplicatable. I was coachable. I was all those things.
Absolutely.
It's the mindset. It's the coaches. It's the people that not only tell you that you deserve it and that you are worth it, but showing you. And that's what's more important. Got because it. Anybody can say anything. It's about showing you.
It's about leading the way, right?
Yeah. Mm. Showing them the path and helping them once again see the vision rather than just the sight.
I love that. I love that. And one of your biggest things is helping mums, hey?
Yeah, I love it. You know what? I missed it all, Andy. I went back to work 2 days prior to my son's original due date because he was a preemie. And I just missed it all. And you're never too old to come home with your children. Trust me, they were 16 and 18, and they're ecstatic that my husband and I are both home. And they're 20 and 18 now. Wow. But you're just never – they're never too old to come home to them or your parents or anything. But we as moms – dads too, but we got to get the moms home. We deserve to raise our own children. We miss it all. And, you know, nobody should ever have to miss another first ever again.
That's so nice. That's so nice. So you that's what you can do now. This has given you 3.5 years. Damn. You know? It's such a short period of time. Some people out there may be 3.5 years. Yeah. Right? But that 3.5 years is going to happen. It's going to happen anyway. So
Right. And it's going to happen at a salary that was, you know, less than $100,000 a year. And I'm making, it would have taken me 10 years to get where I hit in 3.5 years.
That's crazy. I know you're a busy girl, so we're going to wrap it up pretty soon, but is there anything, you know what I'll do? I want a little look inside your brain. That's
okay.
What we want to do. We won't go too deep though.
Okay.
So what I want to do is I want to ask you a few different words.
Okay.
And as you are very well, you're an expert at this stuff, but I just want to find out what's playing. So I'm going to ask you a couple of different words, and I just want to find out what thoughts or what feeling comes up. Now, Mindset by Design crew, you regulars, you're very used to this because I've done it probably 100+ times, but I'm fascinated to see what's inside Dawn's head. So when I say the word the future, what comes up? What thoughts, what feelings?
Design. Life, freedom.
What feeling?
The feeling of joy, of happiness.
I love that. I love that. Okay, nice. What about business? When I say the word business, what thoughts or what feelings come up?
Business is organized, systematic, successful.
Mm. What feeling?
Achievement.
Achievement.
Like gratitude that. And blessed.
Beautiful, beautiful. What feeling? What's a dominant feeling?
The dominant feeling with business is encouraging, is satisfied.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. I love that. What about when I say the word money? What comes up when I say the word money?
Thoughts are, once again, gratitude for feelings, money. The thoughts are helping others, lifting others, assisting, giving back. Feelings of money are happiness. Once again, feelings of money are overjoyed.
I love that.
Place of peace.
Mm. I love it. What's your biggest lesson? This is a side note, but what's your biggest lesson around money, Dawn?
Knowing that it's okay to receive it. And I think because we struggled so much financially that, you know, getting the money, I felt that I didn't deserve to keep it.
Gotcha.
So I think the biggest lesson around money was learning it's really okay to receive it. And the more money I do receive or make, the more people I can help.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that. I think that's a great way to end this episode. Yeah, it's this episode. I was going to say session. I was getting confused. But episode. I think that's a brilliant place to end this episode. Is there any little words of wisdom you want to leave the Mindset by Design crew with?
I think that the words I can leave is, you know, just don't ever give up. Have your vision. Have your why. Have your drive so strong. And you have to commit. Make sure you say the word daily. I commit to whatever it is that it is, and just don't ever give up.
I love that. That's brilliant. Brilliant. Everyone can connect you with you on dawnferrantino.com.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I know you'll have an inbox flooding after this one with all the awesome people who want to, yeah, how you can be more like Dawn. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for today, Dawn. It's been an absolute pleasure as always. And
oh, Andy, thank you. I really want to take the time to thank you for all that you do for all of us. And extremely thank you so much for this opportunity to be on your podcast.
Oh, my pleasure. And anytime you want to come back on, you know where to come. Open invitation, Dawn. Open invitation. So absolutely fantastic. And I will speak to you very, very soon.
Absolutely. Take care, Andy. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Okay, Mindset by Design crew. So there's the end of episode 128. Love Dawn. Gotta love Dawn, right? So if you're in network marketing or whatever business, right? And you connect with Dawn in that way and you resonated with what she's saying and you know it just felt right for you, then get head over to her website, dawnferrantino.com. Go and check those show notes for her link and definitely jump in and see what she's got to offer. And make sure you go into check that, the watch link. And yeah, you've got an interview with me and her in there, which is different to this. And it's really, really cool. So make sure you go and check that out because Dawn will change your network marketing business for sure. She's a monster. Love it, love it, love it. Monster in a good way. If you want to look from a different angle, then make sure that you're connecting with the show notes and go and either get in that free focus session with me, real, real limited, and I mean this really, really limited, really exclusive, and they're going away again very, very soon. So if you missed it last time, here's your opportunity. If you are new to this, then this is definitely for you. If you want to drive forwards, this is definitely for you. Or make sure if you're just playing at a lower level right now or just getting introduced to myself, then go and hit the show notes and make sure that you jump into that free NLP course, right? Because that's not going to be there forever either. It's not. So here you go, crew. There's the episode of 128. You have an amazing, amazing, beautiful week. And I will speak to you on the next episode. Oh, yeah. One more thing. Why don't you smile for me?
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Mindset by Design podcast with your host and NLP expert Andy Murphy. We'll catch you next time. Just